B-Pod Studios.
K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I'm on the air now?
You're on the air.
Yes.
How can I help you?
First, I want to say I'm very concerned as the father of teenage girls that you are on the air talking the way that you are.
What are you talking about? What
I've
now?
I listened to your show. I thought you guys were good guys. I think that it turned my stomach to think about a 39-year-old man trying to go and try and talk to teenagers.
Oh.
Up on the street, listening to their boombox, minding their own business, and then you're going to come up and you try and grope them.
Well, what are you talking? Hold it. Hold it right there. What's your name?
I have listened to your show for about a year.
Yeah.
And I thought you were good guys.
We are good
I thought
guys.
You were fairly funny. But
fairly.
The thought of a 39-year-old man
going up
to an 18-year-old, that's wrong. And I hope that this is some kind of big joke and that you don't really behave that way.
I want
because
you to hold
that,
it.
That is horrible.
Hold it.
That is horrible.
Hold it right now. You are you're assuming an awful lot, sir.
I only know what you are putting out on the air, and you're making, even if maybe, ha-ha, this is a big joke to you, there are a lot of sick people out there, and all you do is you encourage them.
I heard a version of Satisfaction, a classic song by the Rolling Stones that some punk kids were playing on my street. And I just stuck
well,
my head
fine.
Out
that's
of my
their,
car, and I said,
business.
What is that?
That's their business, what music they want to listen
to. I said, what is
you
that?
You listen to what you want to listen to. You let them listen to what they want to listen to, and you got no business having nothing to do with them.
And they said it was some
39-year-old man.
38.
You are a 39-year-old man, and you have no business talking to these kids. Let them listen to the music. Let them get their groove on.
They can listen to their music all they want. I just wanted to know who was remaking Satisfaction. They said singer. What?
Hold on. That doesn't give you a right to
it
go.
It gives me every right.
That doesn't give you a right to go and touch them.
I didn't. Who said I touched
all
them?
All I know is what I hear on your show.
Nobody said
and
I touched
you
anybody.
You touched them.
I wouldn't touch.
You said that you touched them.
I didn't say I touched
you
anyone.
You touched them. You say you touched them, and you're
what?
Bragging like it's some big deal, like you was like getting some action or something like that from them. And this is
Pedro.
Not good. This is wrong.
Pedro.
My name is Raphael. It's not Pedro.
Pedro, Raphael, whatever it is. I don't want you to assume or read into anything. I ain't touching anybody that's underage. I simply ask
so this is some kind of big joke to you then?
And we
it's
have
something
a,
you do for ratings or something like that just to try and do this?
And we have a sister station here that plays this stuff that these kids are listening to. So I asked. I said, who's this Britney Spears?
Why? So, you can, so then maybe you have some conversation that you can make with them or something? Like that, so you can go up and go, hey, I may be 39, but
I'm 38.
You know, I dig Britney Spears, and this is
how old are you?
I'm 30 years old.
You're 30?
Yes.
You know all about Britney Spears.
I am 30 years old. I know all about Britney Spears because I have an 18-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old daughter.
Yeah, and so you ask them about Britney Spears. You like her, don't you?
I went and bought the CD for them.
Yeah, do you listen to it?
But I am a 30-year-old man.
Yeah?
And I am a proud father. And
I'm a father, too. What do you think I wanted to find this out about? I got a kid, too, that likes
how
this
old,
stuff.
How old is your daughter?
She's 7.
Your daughter is 7. My daughter is 18 and 17.
Yeah, so what?
And if you think about somebody coming and saying that they're going to go and touch children, that's just wrong. And they are children.
Hey! Hector, no one's touching anybody.
I don't know why you're calling me Hector and Pedro and all that. I told you my name was Raphael.
You know what? I'm trying to go and listen to
and you.
You
know what? I don't appreciate the fact that that you go and you want to deride me because I'm trying to defend our children. I'm trying to defend our children's lives, and now you want to deride me because I am Hispanic.
You're trying
and
to defend
you know
them
what?
From me?
It's time that everybody around here wake up and realize they make fun and call Hector things like that. That's fine. That's fine. Go ahead and laugh.
Yeah, that's okay.
But
it's
you know what?
The
people around here are going to have to wake up and realize that Latins are here to stay. And,
So you got an agenda.
And the fact is that they're trying to change the name of all 41. The white people want to change it to Main Street. But that's not going to be it. There's going to be a massive uprising.
Raul.
And all of the Latins are going to get together. And the name of that street is going to be La Plaza del Caliente.
Yeah, all right there, Mendoza. Yeah, where are you from? You live here all your life?
I've lived here for about 15 years.
You lived here? Where'd you come from?
I come from Honduras.
Honduras. Are you a citizen?
I've lived here 15 years. This is my home.
Are
this
you
is
a
where
citizen?
I hang my hat. This is where I raise my family.
You pay taxes?
This is where I hang my hat and where I raise my family.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's beside the point. The point is touching underage girls is wrong.
No
matter how you want to try and cut it.
I don't want.
It's wrong.
Hey.
And it's time that you have some kind of respect for the people around you and realize that you got all kinds of weirdo people listening to you.
Yeah, like
and,
you.
And it's bad what you did playing that.
Nobody
That music does not belong on your stage.
Nobody touched anyone.
That music does not belong on your stage.
Don't tell me what I can play.
You're trying to lure these young girls to try and listen to you going, hey, look at me, I'm a big shot. I'm on the radio. No, really, I'll play Britney for you. You know, that's not cool. And I just hope that this is some kind of big joke and you realize that this is not the proper behavior.
I'm going
to
play
You know, you don't go up to a group of kids and say, hey, what you listening to? Hey, I am a big radio DJ. and then they say, what station you work for? And you say, I work for 96K. And then they go, but you don't play any music we like.
Yeah.
You're old enough to be my father. And then you go, well, watch me. I play Britney Spears for you at 10 minutes after 4 tomorrow. And then we'll talk tomorrow night and maybe I'll buy you a beer.
I'm going to play.
And that's wrong.
You're sick. You're
you don't
sick.
Do that. I mean,
yeah, right,
you don't
right.
give kids cigarettes and beer and then tell them you're going to play a song on the radio. I mean, it sticks out like a sore thumb.
Maybe I'll play some Britney Spears right now.
I know what you're doing. And as a father of two teenage daughters, I'm a 30-year-old man. I have an 18-year-old daughter and a 17-year-old daughter.
Oh,
and I will defend them. I will defend them with everything that I...
Yeah. Man. What an idiot. What an idiot. Well, now what? K-Rock, hello. You're on the air.
I don't appreciate you cutting me off.
You're calling me back again.
Yeah,
I hung up on you for a reason.
I think you should let me...
You're a pain in the ass.
I think you should let me finish my point.
You finish your point?
You don't just cut people off if you disagree with
me. I'm going to cut you off because this is my show. How's that?
Well, that's
fine. I have the prerogative of cutting you off.
If that's the way you want to play it, that's fine. But I hope you are a bigger man than that. Have
What do you want, Mendoza?
The point that I'm making is that a 39-year-old man
I'm 38.
Has no business with teenagers. I'm a 30-year-old father.
I'm not hanging around teenagers.
I'm a 30-year-old father of teenage daughters.
Yeah.
I know the music they listen to.
You do. What, do you hang out with them?
I know the way that they think. I know their problems.
Yeah.
I know their concerns in life.
How do you know all that?
As a 30-year-old man, I can relate to them.
Yeah, how
as
can
a
you,
39-year-old man, you cannot.
How can you relate at 30?
I can relate in every way with them.
Now,
I understand how their thought process is, and I know what kind of music they like. I know how to talk their language.
You know
and,
how to
and, you
talk
know,
their
things,
language. You
like,
are, you're the perv.
Like get your groove on and stuff
get
like
you,
that.
You know all that. Here, let me take a call here. Well, I'm glad I got you back on.
You're a 39-year-old man. You got no business being teenagers.
K-Rock, hello, you're on.
Man, I know
you're on the air.
How the hell is he 30 and have an 18 and 17-year-old daughter?
Yeah, hold, that's a good question. How can you be 30 and have an 18 and 17-year-old daughter?
Well, it's very simple, you know. It's called the birds and the bees, and you know that's something that as a 39-year-old man you ought to know about.
So he had a kid at 11 and 12.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. So
you
had a kid.
That's it. You know,
you were 12 years old.
And my daughters, they love it because you know they got a young dad, they got a hip dad,
uh-huh.
They got a dad that knows how to how to treat their friends, how to take them out and have a good time. I don't know. I'm not an embarrassment.
You know, you're a pervert.
I'm not an embarrassment. They say you got a cool dad.
You're a pervert.
And then I go and we go out.
Yeah,
and,
you go out.
You know, we get our groove on.
Yeah, I bet you do. K-Rock, hello, you're on the air.
Hello, how old is old Hector here?
He's 30.
He's 30 and
yeah.
has an 18-year-old
yep.
daughter?
He was 11 and 12 when he had the kids, and they get out, go out and get a groove on.
Does he live in San Carlos?
No.
I think he does.
I live in Bonita.
Okay. You are. You're the sick one. I guess I hit a note close to home.
My kids are proud because they have a young dad. They have a dad that
I hit a note close to
friend.
Home with you, pal.
You know,
K-Rock, hello. You're on the air.
Hey, Stan.
Hey.
It's possible for this guy to have a 17 and 18-year-old daughter. They just don't belong to him.
They your biological kids?
Yeah, I mean,
they
decision,
are.
I matured very early.
You matured
and,
very early.
I made a decision
early.
That I was not going to be some old man that was an embarrassment to my kids. You know,
right?
I can hang out with my kids. I can drink beer with my kids. I can smoke on a street corner with my kids, and I don't embarrass them because I'm still a young man, and I'm capable of living that lifestyle.
Teenagers, and you're drinking and smoking with them.
I'm in real good shape, and I know all about Backstreet and. Think I know all these things, and and I just it's very rewarding to be able to include your children in a part of your life that most people can't because they have children too late in life. I doubt that you will ever be able to double date with your daughter.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this shit?
Oh, man.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Oh, here we are again, Stan and Haney. Ah, listening to that opener, to be 38 again. To be 38 again.
There's something off today.
What's the matter? What? What?
I can't put my finger on it.
When you do, let me know.
Why aren't you wearing your hat? That's what it is.
I forgot to put my hat on when I left the house today.
How could you forget to put your hat on?
Is it that noticeable that I don't have a hat on?
Yeah.
What the hell? What do you mean?
Wait a second.
Pretty noticeable.
It is noticeable?
Junior normally doesn't wear a hat, and he's wearing a hat today.
That's weird.
Is somebody messing with me?
That's weird. You know what? I'll tell you why Junior's wearing a hat today. Because he got out of the shower this morning and saw more hair in the drain. Said, I better put a hat on.
Sounds about right, yeah.
Let me ask you something. I've asked Haney this before in the past. Have you ever, at your age, because you're young, have you thought about the Rogaine?
You know, my grandfather actually bought it for me.
He did.
But I kind of gave up after a couple weeks because it's so annoying and it's just greasy.
I don't know anybody that has used that stuff and actually grown their hair back.
I don't know.
That's what I heard.
I don't know that you want to have this conversation.
What do you mean?
Maybe just turn it to a positive.
Like?
And suggest
that he still has 70% of his hair?
Well, I'm just looking at him, and
yes!
I think maybe he's got the right idea after all. Swipe right while he can.
Oh!
At
his age, swipe right.
Well, I wouldn't give that advice to everybody.
But he's in a window?
I'm just looking at this poor son of a bitch, and the rate of deterioration.
Yeah, it's high.
Because you go back and you look at him, and he shows you that picture and goes, see, I was a normal kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at him, and you look at him compared to now, and it's like, this is a different person. Yeah. And now you see the hair thinning, the weight going on.
Yeah.
It's like, this could get out of control in a hurry.
Yeah, give it another 10 years.
Yeah, I'm in no place to be picky.
The thing is, I was up front and
see, right now, Junior, he can sit there at 25 and giggle at us.
Yeah.
And go, a couple of old men. Well, guess what? For being in our 50s, we're all right.
Well, that's what I'm going to tell you. I was up front, and the girl who works over at the B station, she's leaving out the Babs.
Yeah.
She was up at the head of maintain the front desk while
you know were... Babs, don't you, Junior?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do I know something? Does he know something I don't know?
I guess she's quite fond of him.
Really?
She was flirting with me at that little party we had.
Okay, well, good for you. But she was up front, and I was waiting for my Aaron Walker Naples Nissan car to be dropped off. I was in an accident. I can't talk about it. I can't talk about it. But
all we can say is Aaron Walker is a prince of a man.
Well, at Naples Nissan, you can rent an automobile. And and I'm covered in my insurance to rent an automobile. Well, the Nissan that I had, well, I'm sorry, it was a 2018. I wanted a 19. And I said, what do you got for me? And just like that, I got a 2019 Maxima out there, and I'm very happy.
Oh, you got a Maxima.
Wait till you see this car.
I got to take a look at that.
It's Annie. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm like, woo, really? This is my car, my rental car?
Well, see, now you're back where you belong in a luxury sedan.
Luxury. So I'm up front, and so Babs is up there, and she's in her 20s. And she said,
is she in her 20s? I've known her forever.
I know. So I said...
Did she start here when she was 12?
She was in college. So I said, because she's leaving to go to Tampa, I was saying my goodbyes and all that. And she said, yeah, and I'm real nervous about it and all blah, blah, blah. And she, out of the blue, she said, Oh, because I told her how old I was. She said, I hope I can still, you know, make something of my career and all that stuff. I said, you're in your radio prime until you hit 40, and then you should start thinking about getting out of it. That's what I did. And I said, I'm 57 now. She goes, you're 57? I would have never have guessed that. You look so much better than 57. I said, well, thank you, Babs. I said, how old do I look? She said, like in my mid-40s. And I take
you used
that as
to
a
get
compliment.
Really mad when I talked about you being
that's
in
when
mid-40s.
I was in my early 30s.
Well, see, that's the trick, is you've looked like you're in your mid-40s for probably 40 years.
But we get back to the whole thing about that it's that noticeable that I'm not wearing a cap.
I want to know, because I didn't realize that she was leaving as well.
Yeah.
So
Zito's leaving and Babs is leaving.
So they're really pulling the talent out of Fort Myers and putting it in Tampa.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
So when are we leaving?
Oh, no, we haven't even gotten a call.
But they're pulling all the talent out of Fort Myers and putting it in Tampa.
Yes, and they're Stan and Haney, they're cutting our budget.
What?
I can't talk about it anymore. While they're moving up, we, you and I, are scaling back.
But they've had our whole lives.
I know!
And they've told us just to be cool.
Yes!
Just sit back and wait.
Yes.
And we have.
Yes.
And then we never cause trouble.
Never.
And it's all a lie.
Yes. Yes. Yep.
They don't want us to ever do any better than we're doing right now. They want us to do worse.
Correct. Let's get off that subject.
Stan, you're talking about my entire life.
I know. What are you about my life? I'm pushing 60. Oh, jeez, I said it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because you're getting married to a young honey.
Yeah, I know. That'll give me a couple extra years. Oh, by the way, got a text.
Oh, boy, I got to start trying to make myself look like I'm in my mid-40s.
Do you want to do it again? I know we kicked around the idea. Try on hair pieces.
I don't think
I got some wigs in here.
Not your wigs.
No, right. Those things are disgusting.
He pulled some wigs out of the back of his sports car that looked like rats were nesting in it and said, you want to wear these?
Yeah, these they're like old Halloween costumes.
Yep, that have been nested in.
Oh, never mind. F my life. Wigs.
Junior.
Is that what they want me to just have that attitude of F my life? It doesn't matter anyway.
No.
What do they want? What attitude do they want me to have when they're doing things like this?
What did they say from year one that we got here? What they want you to say and what they want you.
Have they just been waiting for us to quit?
You're lucky to have
a job.
There we go.
But so.
Yes.
For the past 30 years, they've been expecting that we'd quit the way they treat us, and we just didn't get the hint?
Yeah, I think so.
Boy, am I embarrassed.
See, it's more advantageous for them if we quit.
And so they, and so really, for our entire career, we've been waiting each other out, us and the Beasleys.
Yeah.
To see who blinks
Look
first.
Look at this. The listeners know it. I'm getting texts one right after the other. They've been trying to sabotage you guys for a long time. All this stuff is coming. They know. Oh, and another one wants to know, how'd the date go with Mimi last night?
I had a date with another girl last night. Mimi's going to have to wait.
Yeah. Sorry, Mimi. Taking number.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot, though, right?
Yeah.
Who?
Mimi, who's in her 50s and divorced?
I saw a picture of her.
And yeah?
We got to take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Life gives you lemons. Crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me, it burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. You're going to get another chance, multiple chances today, to get qualified for the Stan and Haney golf cart, in which you will be awarded a golf ball And then the big things happen on Saturday, as that golf ball that you qualified for is going to be dropped onto the putting green, the practice putting green at Stony Brook, as we hang out in Duffy's Sports Grill. Going to be dumped by a big helicopter. One who's closest to the hole is going to win the Stan and Haney customized golf cart from Carts MD in Fort Myers, Saturday.
Just a quick question.
Yeah.
Have you seen Dave today?
No. No, I haven't. But I suspect there's something wrong because he's screwing up his life again. You see, Haney,
he just had a couple of shots.
Yep, and everybody was singing his praises around here. Now he's not here today. You see,
because I thought he was supposed to be here today.
You see, he has a podcast that he does with D-Train.
Yeah.
And Junior found out that D-Train was told on a Monday that Dave wouldn't be there for his own podcast because he had a remote to do.
Dave's doing remotes?
There was no remote. Hold it, what?
There was nothing scheduled for Monday.
Now. Nothing scheduled. Now.
Kind of unusual to have a remote on a
very unusual,
Monday.
Unless it's Monday Night Football and we're somewhere, but there was nothing scheduled.
Well, last time I checked, it's April 3rd and the AAF folded.
Precisely. So then I see on online the podcast was, in fact, done. And
with D-Train and G-Train?
Yes, Dave wasn't there, so they had to cut it. The show, the podcast has his name on it, but he wasn't there. And then because he's in charge of vans here now. They love him around here.
Yeah, he's back in management,
yeah,
isn't he?
Yeah, because
manager of vans?
Yeah, because he's doing such a good job.
And they were very surprised.
His days here to handle the vehicles Monday and Wednesday. So I'm minding my own.
So he should be here today.
Yeah, I'm minding my own beeswax in my office. And I hear the lovely Morgan say, Dave's not going to be here today. He said he'd rather come tomorrow.
What?
So.
What?
So he lied.
Wait a second.
Yeah, yeah. His days are Monday and Wednesday.
Scheduled.
Yes.
And he's not here today because?
He wants to come in tomorrow.
Rather come in tomorrow.
So he didn't. He lied about a remote on Monday. He didn't show up for his podcast with D-Train and wanted the day off today. Tell me what's wrong with this picture. A grab bag.
Well, you know, every time.
I don't know.
Every time that you bring this up.
Yeah.
It cost him because his father hears this.
Yeah.
And he gets whipped with a belt.
Yeah, that's what he claims. Here's my advice to him. Snap the F out of it. Everybody in the world who has a real job comes to work when they're supposed to come to work. Especially when you've just had the new position for a week.
And really impressed everybody. Why? Because you showed up.
Yep.
He's just being a lazy little bitch.
Yep.
I'd rather come in tomorrow. Hey, Stan?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I think I'm going to call it a day.
Yeah. Are you?
Yeah. I'd rather come in. I'll be back like at 7.
See? That's unacceptable in society. He has a responsibility. He can't up. Two, he failed at our podcast. Work here. And I'll just throw a little roll of the dice. I'll throw in a lie. Better remote, bruh. No, you didn't. Liar. Crab bag is brought to you by the Pewter Mug North in North Naples. Yep. Oh, he's a good boy.
Oh, man.
He's a good boy. I'm sorry.
I hope he shows up tomorrow.
Might not. You know what? he didn't show up, but the Stones, they had to cancel their tour.
New from Big Johnson & Johnson Pharmaceuticals and Medical Devices comes the most revolutionary organ invention ever, the Mick Jagger Heart Valve. That's right, start it up. And it'll never stop. Guaranteed to keep blood pumping through your veins for up to 10 more tours, or, well, you'd die. But you won't, because it's the new Mick Jagger Heart Valve. Start it up. Ask your doctor if you can have one today.
There's Morgan. Hey guys, Dave just called me. He wants to come in tomorrow instead.
Yeah, hey, boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not feeling it today.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow. Rock on.
What the hell?
How would that work in your life, folks?
Yeah, how would that work in your life? Ask yourself that. You're behind the wheel of a car right now. You're at the desk. How would that work in your life? Oh, I do this for Junior. It's a series we've started.
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
My parents keep getting on me about paying back my student loan. Why? I hear in the next election they're going to wipe them all out. I'd rather save that money and travel the world. Or go to Italy.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
Welcome to the world, Joe. Welcome to my world. How's it feel?
That one's all too relatable.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't argue with any of them.
No. Joe Biden, two more have come forward. So what are we up to? About five now on Biden. They want to take him down. And, you know, and I think you said it, and it's the going thing around that it's Bernie Sanders, people.
Oh, it absolutely is.
It is. It is.
And why are they doing this?
Because Joe Biden does not fit the mold of today's Democrat.
You know...
What?
It's one thing when, you know, you have a wing of the party and you placate them.
Yeah.
But they're being completely taken over by hardcore commies.
Mm-hmm.
And
you either play the game or we'll smear you. Because we can do it to the Republicans. They're easy. They're easy marks.
Yeah, take the Republicans out of it. I'm wondering, does the Democratic Party split in two?
It's a scary thought, but it can't. It's happened over history. It's happened on both sides over history.
Because I think Joe Biden might be more important than we think. Because Joe Biden is a hero to your old school Dems.
Yeah.
And he's being viciously attacked.
Yes. Yep. The ones who are defending him, and there are a lot of them, even on the Republican side, are the old school.
But that's what I'm seeing, is usually when something happens with the left, they are all united. This is the first time I remember seeing them kind of fighting amongst themselves.
Yep. Not since Carter and Kennedy. Because they fought.
I think this is, well, just by virtue of the time, it's far more vicious.
But yeah.
It's either Joe Biden is an elder statesman and our best chance to win, or he's a perv.
Yeah. Pick a side. Jeez. This has gone too far. I understand, because when we were kids, they were always telling you about yoga in the lotus position. Now it became a big workout thing.
Well, it's part of this, it's all part of the left, Stan, where they're trying to bring in Eastern religion. It's an attack on Christianity.
Well, the latest thing is yoga with lemurs. Because
is this different than goat yoga?
Yes.
Why?
Because lemurs
are different than goats?
Yeah, they are. And they already do various yoga positions that you can emulate.
I thought that they were endangered.
They are.
When you watch lemurs, they do yoga. They do some of those poses quite naturally. That typical pose, warming their bellies in the sunshine. So it seemed to be a really good combination to encourage people to come and have a go and spend time with the lemurs. Well, I don't think you ever see an unhappy zookeeper, for instance. You know, we spend all our time working with animals. We know how it makes us feel. And if we can give a little bit of that to people, then that's great.
I was joking. There's lemurs and people, each with their own yoga mat.
Well, if you work with animals and, you know, that makes you happy, that's great. I think that's what people are feeling when they get a dog. Isn't that how you scratch that particular...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Rich and polite society.
Dateline, Ohio. Last month, a cop in Ohio was chasing a guy who had stolen a pickup truck. When the guy jumped out of the pickup truck, the cop jumped out of his squad car and went into foot pursuit. So the guy that stole the pickup truck, he had to get away from the cop who was gaining on him. Well, he doubled back and hopped into the cop car and took it.
911, where's your emergency?
Yes, sir. I'm a valet at the Hoosier Medical Center, and a guy just jumped in one of our cars and took off.
Yeah, maybe there's a police car out there. And then the next thing I know, like within 2 seconds, there was just like a bunch of gunshots that I heard.
I'm shooting! Don't do it! Don't do it!
There was a section where there was like broken glass on the ground, so I'm not sure where the shots could have occurred.
He's not going very fast right now.
Unit, be advised, he's trying to get the rifle out of the center console. He is trying to get the rifle.
The cop
permission
rifle.
To pit. Permission to pit.
I love the pit.
Oh my gosh. This is terrifying. How many cop cars are there?
And they're all surrounding over here. And the sirens kept coming and coming and coming. And at one point, it looked like there was 20 cop cars.
You don't see a lot of that stuff go on, you know, in our neighborhood. But definitely when it's in your front yard, it's a little bit concerning, for sure.
Yeah, after he stole the car, the cops fired shots at him, eventually used the pit maneuver to stop him and arrest him.
And he couldn't figure out how to get the...
The gun out of the rack.
Yeah.
Haney, you remember this. Do you remember when Pizza Hut had the Pizzone?
Yeah. Some of the most annoying ads ever. Because that was the cool pizza.
Yep.
Your Pizzone!
It's back.
Why?
Here's why. Because of the Final Four.
Does it come with a complimentary Crystal Pepsi?
This, if you do get involved with, this is doable. And Pizza Hut might be sorry. Pizza Hut has brought back the Pizzone for March Madness 17 years after it first appeared.
After it failed.
Now they're going to give out free Pizzones if there's a huge comeback in the Final Four for the basketball tournament. Any team that is down by at least 17 points. You can make up 17 points in a comeback very quickly.
Seen it many times.
And comes back to win, you can get a free pepperoni Pizzone. But you have to be a Pizza Hut Rewards member, so get those cards. And you can have yourself a Pizzone.
The brain basically has two sides. The right side, which is the pizza side, or the left side, which is the sandwich side. Thanks to the revolutionary new Pizzone from Pizza Hut, the conflict between the two sides is over.
Finito.
No más. Because the Pizzone is the pizza you eat like a sandwich. It's mozzarella cheese and tantalizing toppings. Sandwich calzone style. 51 cubic inches of perfection. So big, we dare you to eat it alone. $5.99 or have a Pizzone Party. Two for $10.99.
The Pizzone Revolution. Only at Pizza Hut.
Join us. Yeah.
No.
Seriously. Coming back from 17-point deficit happens all the time.
Yeah. But that's not what they're counting on, Stan. They're not really counting on that not happening. What they're counting on is what is inherent in Americans. Let's take Junior. Average American.
Hi, average American.
Hey.
Doesn't that sound exciting? A free Pizzone?
Hell yeah.
But you got to sign up for a card first.
No.
They want all your information so they can email you nonstop. You know, your program is coming back, The Thrones.
Yeah, baby.
I'm very sorry for you that you never got into it, because what they've done with this is brilliant. They have a tremendous budget for this final season, which is only 6 episodes. But 4 of those 6 episodes are movie length.
Well, Emilia Clarke, Blondie.
Yeah.
She was on Colbert last night. Didn't know this. You guys might have known it. That she suffered 2 brain hemorrhages after seasons 1 and 3. And he was asking her, you know, you're working.
Probably the dragons.
Yeah, they are. They got shot by an arrow. Really, you're working in brain hemorrhage? Here she is. Emilia Clarke talking about her brain hemorrhages.
I suffered 2 brain hemorrhages when I was filming, right after we shot season 1 and then also after we shot season 3.
How did you know that you had a brain hemorrhage?
Oh, you
because...
know.
Well, yeah. I guess, okay.
It's the worst headache you could put, a human probably could possibly manage to to sort of experience.
Hold on, what do you think is going on when it first happens to you?
I genuinely knew I was being brain damaged. I don't know how. I must have been some, because you're incredibly ill and you've got this incredibly just horrific headache and being violently ill. And somewhere, at some point in my life, I knew that that meant brain damage.
Wow.
That's not supposed to happen to pretty girls.
Nope. I read this story last night. It came across my news feed on my phone and I read
Your phone is really intrusive.
Yeah, I know.
Does it do that at home, too?
Yep, sure does. But I read the story, and this is one of the best stories I've heard in a long time. Remember a couple of months ago when they had the Phil Mickelson Tiger Woods pay-per-view?
Yes, this is brilliant.
This is brilliant.
It's like something I would do, and you would condemn me for it, but I'd come out on top eventually.
I kind of like Phil's reply to this thing. It's great.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think both of them in the long run come out looking good.
Yes, they do. Both of them. Country star Jake Owen said he ran into Phil Mickelson right after the duel, the boring duel that people paid money for.
Yeah, right up there with Al Capone's vault and Alien Autopsy. Fact or fiction?
Yeah, and I guess he was at Jordan Spieth's wedding, another golfer. And he had a few drinks in him and said, there's Phil Mickelson. I got to tell him what's on my mind.
He stole from me.
Here, great story, great comeback. This, like Andy said, it's good on both sides.
I did give Phil Mickelson a lot of though, at Jordan Spieth's wedding. Jordan got married in November, and Phil was there. And it was the day after he played Tiger. I had a few cocktails, and I saw him across the room, and I was like, I got to go tell this guy what I think. So I walked over to him. I was like, hey, Phil, you owe me $29.99. I was like, for wasting 4 hours of my life with this golf I've ever seen. You guys hyped this whole thing up about this big match. You guys couldn't even make 3 birdies between the two of you. I want my $29.99 back and apologize to me for some golf. And he pulls out a wad out of his thing and he grabs 100. He's like, yeah, I won 90,000 of these yesterday. Take 100 and go
What?
Yeah, right in my
face.
This
can't be real.
I swear.
Love it. Great story.
And they end up I guess a year later, playing in a pro-am together, And he was worried that Mickelson was going to go, oh, here comes that tale. Mickelson goes, no, I loved it. I thought that was great.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Oh, but I see we need to get yet another golf ball qualifier.
In order to get a golf ball qualifier, don't you have to have the sound of a goofball?
Yeah, a goofball and somebody yelling at that goofball, and then...
goofball.
Yes. Ninth caller will get qualified after they hear this.
We are the tip of the Beasley Broadcasting... spear. That's it? Yeah, the spear. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Everybody, Stan and Haney. Phone lines are open. Maybe pick up a prize. Who knows? I'd also like to hear from Mimi. Find out how that date went. 277-9600.
He hasn't gotten around to her yet.
Oh. 277-9600. Just moments ago, we got ourselves another qualifier. We're going to do a few more for you this afternoon. I know Rob Cho qualified a bunch last night. I think we're looking for like around 50 people to show up on Saturday at Stony Brook. 50, so you got a 1 in 50 chance of getting that customized Stan and Haney golf cart from Carts MD in Fort Myers. We're going to be qualifying a few more. Less than 30 minutes away, Are You Smarter Than Haney? The lovely Karen will be joining us in studio.
How you feeling today, by the way?
I feel okay. Okay. You?
I'm feeling a little funky.
What's the matter? Well, is there anything that can cure that funk?
I can only think of one thing.
What's that?
No, that won't do.
No, that won't do. I'm wondering, what are you thinking?
No, sorry. The dreaded remix caught up with me. Yeah. No, there's only one thing that'll do it for me, Stan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Come on, feet. Stop moving. Got to get me there.
277-9600.
Beats, don't fail me now.
We got Babacusaw Bam's Restaurant in Naples. Busch Gardens for their Food and Wine Fest. Got Swamp Fest at the Ranch coming up in about 10 days, 11 days. $50 to the Pewter Mug. Contribute to the show. Maybe we'll throw you a little something your way.
You feeling funky now, too?
Feeling funky. You know, I'm last night I was feeling the blues because I started reading The Wolf.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. I'm still in his childhood and young adulthood. What he went through is staggering. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Alan.
Hey, Alan, how are you? Cheer up.
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good, buddy. Everything all right?
Everything's great.
Good. Good, buddy. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just calling in to chat, see what's up, and...
Mm-hmm. No, not too much with us.
Wouldn't mind going to the Pewter Mug, but otherwise...
All right, you're
just
going.
Honor to talk to you.
Well, thank you very much, buddy. And a longtime listener of the show, or recent, or what?
Well, I tell you what, I called last year and I talked to you about when you had the stick pin thing, and I'm from Nisswa, Minnesota, so you put a stick pin there, and
yeah.
I'm headed back up to Minnesota in a few days for the summer again, but I do listen to you there.
You're,
I still get you.
You're the kind of guy we're proud to have as a Stan and Haney listener.
You're a great show.
Thank you, and I'm going to get you set up with that Pewter Mug, okay?
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Good people right there. I was going to give him a tough time, but I said, no, that's good people. Save that for Friday when Dave comes in.
He's not even here.
Off-air talk. You're his buddy. You're his mentor. You're his caretaker.
call him up on your own time outside.
You can't get through to him because he's got an internet phone that doesn't work. Unless I pay for his phone, he can't reach him.
I can't believe this. I can't believe this.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. How are you?
Fine, thank you. I just want to say how much we love you guys.
Thank you.
We have listened. Sometimes my husband and I just drive around to get away from the teenagers and listen to you guys.
Oh, those teens. Those great. Now, let me ask you this. Did your husband turn you on to us, or did you turn him on to us?
Well, I was delivering flowers, and I could have never done the job without you guys.
Oh, man. So you don't do that anymore, though, right?
No.
Okay,
but
good.
It was amazing how you got me through it.
Okay. What can
well, we waste time is what we do.
Haney and I have said this.
I would give anything for Bush Garden tickets.
Okay.
Wait a second.
My daughter and I.
Anything?
Yeah, anything?
Well, not really anything. I have some
how
nice
far
old
would you go?
Well, I have very nice old vinyl records that belong to my mom. I'll trade them.
No, you don't have. What do you got? What? What was some
your
of
mom
her,
have good
yeah,
taste?
What
oh
was
my
some
God,
of her favorite?
Boston Pops, Barbara Streisand. She was an excellent singer, so we had tons of music our whole lives.
Oh, your mom was a singer.
Excellent. Well, not famous, you know, like weddings. And
but could carry a tune.
She could. She was from Ireland. She could carry more than a tune.
Can her daughter carry a tune?
I can dance better.
Yeah, there you go, baby.
No.
So, Stan, can we arrange something for this nice lady?
You want to do the a beer and wine festival, or
what?
A food and wine festival? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'll take.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks for phoning. Hold on. 277-9600. Ahoy! Who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Kyle over in Buckingham.
Hey, Kyle, we love Buckingham.
Hey, it's a beautiful spot, and it's not Lehigh.
Yeah, it borders it, but you can
that's
honestly
a selling
say,
point.
Yeah, it's not Lehigh.
Absolutely. Hey, I've been down here since 2006, and I've always been listening to you guys. It's
amazing
entertainment.
Thank you.
Nothing like it down here. I was just reminiscing because I heard the Smarter Than Haney the other day where the guy got denied the prize because he didn't get more than two answers right.
Yeah, that's right. We had to change the rules.
Absolutely, which is completely understandable. I fortunately was able to beat Haney last year.
Whoa, you're one of the few that have.
Very, very few. The last winning question was the maker of zippers on jeans, and it was YKK Zippers, and Haney was amazed that I knew that, and it was all because of laundry.
Right.
Yeah, I still don't.
Yeah,
I didn't even retain that.
It's been a year. It's been a year now. Will you tell everybody you cheated?
No, not at all. Not at all.
What can I get you, buddy?
Hey, I don't know if you guys are still doing the Disturbed tickets or not.
I gave my last pair away yesterday.
Okay. How about the Bush Gardens?
Let me see what I got. Yeah, I'll get you. I'll set you up with that.
That's awesome, guys, and I really appreciate you guys supporting SoFlo over at the Dixie Roadhouse the other night.
Hey,
amazing show.
They're pretty good.
Yeah, amazing.
All right, so cool. Hold on, buddy. Hold on.
277-960.
Ain't that something? Bob Seger, come to Papa. Is that what Junior sings when, like, he has a lady come over, come to Papa?
Well, that's great stripper music right there.
No, I want to tell you something, and here's the thing. Not like I used to. You and I used to know somebody. I can't divulge too much about this. You and I used to know somebody. He wanted a career in radio. He wound up
And we saved him.
He wound up being a cop.
Pretty good one.
Yes, but in between being a on-air radio guy and becoming a cop, he DJ'd at strip clubs. And you think, come to Papa and all. Here's the deal with ladies at strip clubs that they just don't get. And if they want to make the money, make it rain. Every one of these girls that were at the club, because sometimes he'd call me and say, hey, come on down, have a drink and hang out with me in the DJ booth. Get ready to watch the show.
Is that part of your lost years?
Yes.
When you live downtown?
Yes. And I would go in there and it would literally be a show because there'd be drama
in the back, in the dressing room.
Always.
There'd be drama in the DJ booth because the DJ at a strip club, or at least the ones he worked at, were the ones that were allowed to tell the stripper, yeah, you can go home because, you know, she's not feeling her best. And then, of course, having to deal with the cat fights and everything. So I'd get there with a
cat fights, boyfriends, you know, addiction, pregnancy.
Absolutely amazing. Everything that you could possibly think goes on there. So he'd say, yeah, I'm working till 2 o'clock. Come on down, have a cocktail, and watch the show. So I'd go up in the DJ booth, the lost years, when I was living downtown. And I'd get a bar stool, get a drink, and just sit and watch. So all of these strippers are dancing to, you know, hip-hop and sync rock, that's synth stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm looking around the strip club, and they are all older guys. They're guys in their 40s and 50s and 60s, and they're all sitting there drinking a long-neck beer. And they're watching these girls dance, and they're all, because they'll come up to the DJ booth, tell you what they want for their dance. And it was all this techno stuff, this rap stuff. And I said to him, I said, don't you ever tell these girls that if you went and played some Bob Seger,
I'll tell you right now,
played some other classic rock stuff, the guys would give them more money.
Ladies, you want to make some money? Make some money tonight. Here's your secret.
Yeah.
You click those high heels together.
None of them would dance to this stuff. A, they don't know it. They have no clue. And B, he used to tell me, I would tell them, you got 50-year-old guys out here that don't know any of that stuff.
And play don't
some
like
of
it.
The hair band stuff, play some of the classic rock stuff, and start spinning on that pole, and they will go and give you anything. None of them did. Just this stuff that was just god-awful. Because they don't know it.
All right. Coming up next, we've got Ebony coming to the stage. Here she goes. Hey, gentlemen. Working hard to keep you hard.
Yeah.
Come on, give these ladies the clap.
Yep.
Shake it, mama. This right here, this will make you money.
It will. And I would tell them every time, suggest it to them. And they look, and he says, they look at me like I'm from another planet.
That's all you got to do.
I play some Van Halen. They don't know what that is. And so they play their club synth music, rap stuff, and you got these beer-gutted guys that are 50, 55.
Just trying to get away from the wife.
And don't know.
Want to see something pretty.
Yep. We're going to take a break. Are you smarter than Haney? Your chance coming up next. This is the Stan and Haney program.
Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's going to look like this year?
A soothing waterfall of character flaws coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here, about 24 minutes away from the 4 o'clock safe word. Could get you a foul.
It is so weird that you're not wearing a hat.
Do you notice I'm not wearing a hat?
Yeah, I did notice, but I just kind of like put it in the back of my mind and move on.
You're mentally pretending he's wearing a hat,
yes,
aren't you?
I am.
Well,
you know what? You look.
Didn't know it was that big of a deal.
It is.
It's just different.
You look happier when you're wearing a hat.
I do.
Yeah.
Do I?
You do.
Okay.
It's just, I think we're just so used to seeing you with
it. Yeah. I haven't been too happy lately, so.
Yeah.
Well, I'm here now, so.
See, but Junior's got a hat on today.
He does.
Yeah, once Stan's not wearing a hat, he gives away more prizes.
You guys are switching it up on me today. I don't know.
Well, you
know,
Karen and I were just talking, and, you know, we both had a case of the Mondays yesterday.
Yes.
Well, let's hope somebody's day can be better.
It's hard to have a case of the Mondays on Wednesday, though, because this is the one day of the week you're supposed to work.
Yeah. Are you smarter than Haney? Six categories. Random Stan and Haney listener, go head-to-head with Mark Haney. Karen, the lovely Karen over here, she's your lifeline. You've been on fire lately.
Thank you.
Picking up some key wins on that, correct answers. The first person to get to all six categories will be the winner. And if you defeat Haney, you'll get your choice of the following prizes. We've got Babacu Saw. We've got Bam's Restaurant in Naples. We've got a pair of tickets to Busch Gardens, where you can go to the Food and Wine Fest going on now. A pair of tickets to Swamp Fest at the Ranch on the 14th. $50 to the Pewter Mug. One of those prizes can be yours if you're smarter than Haney.
If you think you are smarter than me, I would like to see you. Can try it. Stan's got prizes, yours for free. If you prove you're smarter than me, it's not easy.
It's hard work.
Stan's trick questions, one
all legit.
Jerk, all those prizes, yours for free. Matching wits with Mark Haney. You're a contestant, Stan's the host.
Hi, everybody.
I'm the one who knows the f***ing most. If you dare to disagree, simply prove you're smarter than me. I'm a genius,
you're a slob.
I must beat you, that's my f***ing job. If you think you're smarter than me, I politely disagree.
2779600. You cannot have won anything in the last 30 days. New rule that we've instituted over the past couple of weeks. You must get at least two correct to even be considered for a prize. If you answer correctly, you'll hear this.
Ow.
Wow.
That is really cranked. Incorrect. Taking too long. And if you lose, you hear this. If you happen to pick the category science and nature.
Science.
There you go. 2779600. Can't have won anything in the last 30 days, Karen.
Release the phones.
Phone lines are released. We're going to get a random Stan and Haney listener. That is not necessarily the first person that I pick up. You must have a good phone line. You must be eager and willing to play.
And Stan must like you.
Yeah, well, you know, there has to be a tone about you. Remember, we're on the radio. It is a communication business. Nodding your head to an answer doesn't count. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, Linda. Have you won anything from us in the last 30 days?
No, I have not.
Have you ever played this game, Linda?
No, I have not.
Would you like to?
Sure.
All right. Say hi to Karen. She's your lifeline.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Linda. Good luck.
Thank you. I'll need it.
Now remember, with Karen, Linda, if there's a category you don't want to answer, say, I'd like to use my lifeline. You can use Karen once. And you must say, I want to use my lifeline before I ask the question, okay?
Okay.
First one to all six. You must get at least two correct in the game, Linda, to be eligible for a prize. The categories, geography, entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. We begin, as always, with Mark Haney. And by the way, Linda, if Haney can't answer or you can't answer, your opponent can steal if you don't have the category.
Okay.
Mark, category.
Geography.
Geography to get the game underway.
I knew there was a lot of suspense
there. I know. This is your favorite. Haney, what U.S. territory is represented in Congress by a resident commissioner? What U.S. territory is represented in Congress by a resident commissioner?
commissioner.
Mm-hmm. A resident commissioner.
I don't know. Samoa?
Incorrect. Linda, you can steal it.
Puerto Rico?
You are absolutely correct. It is Puerto Rico.
I thought they had, that they were like, they had an observer to Congress.
Puerto Rico.
Good
Puerto
job.
Puerto Rico.
Thank you.
Linda, you have control. Entertainment, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Entertainment.
In the entertainment field. What actress caused a media frenzy, Linda, in 2007 when she called Knocked Up a little sexist? You know the movie Knocked Up?
Yeah.
What's that about?
What actress caused a media frenzy in 2007 when she called Knocked Up a little sexist?
Catherine Heigl?
You are absolutely correct.
Right.
You are right. Nice, nice job.
Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Haney, category?
I give up. geography.
Geography. And keep in mind, Linda, you already got two right. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Let's see. Geography. Haney, in geography, how many voyages did Columbus make across the ocean to the Caribbean? Two, three, or four?
Three.
Incorrect. Come on. He made four. On the fourth voyage, he ended up marooned on Jamaica for a year. Linda.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You're on fire. History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure, and you still have Karen as a lifeline.
Arts and literature.
Arts and literature. The book Game of Shadows focuses on the steroid allegations connected to what athlete? Linda, what athlete and steroids? I hope nobody's helping you over there.
No. Nobody's helping me at all.
All right.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure. Give you enough time to what? Look it up, Linda?
No, I'm not looking it up,
right.
I swear.
You're what? Being very chippy with her.
I am being very chippy.
You have your suspicions,
I have
don't
my suspicions.
You?
Linda, the book Game of Shadows focuses on the steroid allegations connected to what athlete? 3 seconds.
Aaron Hernandez?
Incorrect. Haney, you can steal in arts and literature.
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds. Correct. And Haney, you have control. Geography, entertainment, history. Science and nature.
Geography.
Geography, of course. Let's see.
I don't like it when this happens. You'll save me, won't you, Karen?
Of course. I got you.
Haney, in geography, what classic dog name comes from the Latin for faithful? What classic dog name comes from the Latin for faithful? La da 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 da. You already have the category, Linda, so no worry there. What classic dog name comes from the Latin for faithful? Bless you.
That wasn't me.
Are you at work or something?
No, I live behind the post office, and actually, that was somebody sneezing.
Yeah, I know that.
Haney, do we have
I'm outside because the noise inside.
I appreciate that. Haney, do we have an answer?
No.
Linda, you already have it. Junior?
Is it the lab? Labrador?
No. A dog's name.
Oh.
Nope. Fido.
Fido.
Oh,
Fido.
I thought you were talking about. I thought, with you. Yeah. I thought dog breed.
No, not breed. Mm. Classic dog.
That
name.
That was a
tricky one.
Not your fault, Stan, but poorly written question.
Linda, category history. Arts.
Wouldn't you agree?
Poorly written. When I saw it in print, I got it. If I had to just hear it, I probably would have been confused. But looking at it, I know what they meant. Linda, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure. You got Karen as a lifeline.
Okay, we'll use Karen. What do you feel good on, Karen?
Karen, what do you want to do? History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's do science for Linda.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you, Linda.
Come on, Karen.
I got this.
All right, listen carefully to this, because you're going to have an immediate response, and it probably won't be the correct one.
Oh, man. Okay.
So think about it.
Yes.
This is for Linda in Science and Nature. Karen, what subspecies of brown bear is native to an Alaskan archipelago.
Hey, archipelago.
Thank you, Haney. Archipelago. What subspecies of brown bear is native to an Alaskan archipelago? Subspecies of bear. For Linda.
I'm going to go with beaver.
That is incorrect.
Sorry, Linda.
Haney.
Oh, that's okay. Thanks for trying.
You can steal.
Kodiak.
Kodiak bear. Hmm. Yep.
Like the pancakes. Kodiaks.
Haney, game's tied right now. Haney, you have control, geography, entertainment, history, sports, and leisure.
Do I have geography available?
Yes, you do have geography available. Let's see.
And how did I end up with a popular dog name?
I don't know. Haney. Geography. What ancient region is likely the birthplace of the wheel and also the namesake of a B-52 song? Oh, somebody knows it, but yep. You already got the category, Linda. Ancient region is likely the birthplace of the wheel and also the namesake of a B-52's song?
Well, let's see. We know it's not Love Shack, Rock Lobster, Rome.
Incorrect.
Good answer.
Anybody?
No.
Linda, no. You think you know it?
No. After you reread it, I
Mesopotamia.
Didn't know it.
Mesopotamia.
Well, I'd like to lodge a formal complaint.
Linda, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's do sports and leisure.
Sports and leisure.
Karen, what's wrong with me today?
I don't know. You'll pick it up.
All right, Linda. What musical instrument was traditionally made using a whole sheepskin or goatskin? What musical instrument was traditionally made using a whole sheepskin or goat skin? Sports and leisure.
The bongo drums?
Incorrect. Haney, a steal available to you.
Bagpipes.
Correct. The bagpipes. And Haney, you got control. Geography. Entertainment.
Geography.
Geography again.
This is not supposed to happen on geography.
No. Well, we'll correct that right now.
I don't know what dogs' names have to do with geography.
I'm pulling these at random. And this one, if you know this, what country is Borat from?
Kazakhstan.
There you go. Taken care of. Taken care of. Linda, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Let's do arts and leisure.
Arts and literature?
Oh, no, the one with the leisure.
Sports and leisure?
Yeah.
All right. La-da.
La-dee-da. La-da-da-da-da-da-da.
In sports and leisure, it's a sports question. Linda, I don't know how good you are with sports. It's not a leisure section. It's the sports section.
It figures.
What substance did Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Doc Ellis claim he was under the influence of when he threw a no-hitter in 1970? What substance did Pittsburgh Pirates pitcher Doc Ellis claim he was under the influence of when, yes, he threw a no-hitter in 1970?
Valium?
Incorrect. I know. Look at Junior chomping at the bit. What is it?
LSD, what? Man. Yeah. LSD.
You already have the category.
I have sports and leisure?
Yes, you do. Oh. You already have the category.
I'm off today.
Yes, you are. You have control, though, Haney. Entertainment, history. You still have Karen as a lifeline.
History.
History.
La-da-da.
Interesting that this question pops up. What, Haney, what legal document delved into the explicit details about the sex life of President Bill Clinton? What document?
The Star Report.
Correct. It is the Star Report. You are at match point. You need entertainment, but Linda has control. Linda, you got some catching up to do. History, arts and literature, science and nature.
How is she not winning?
Sports and leisure. She came off 2-0 right off the bat.
You got this.
Okay, name the categories one more time.
History, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science and nature.
Science. It's a good one. All right, here we go, Linda. What did fishermen in the Philippines do with the extremely rare megamouth shark they accidentally netted in 2009? What did they do with it?
What did they do with it?
What did fishermen in the Philippines do with the extremely rare megamouth shark they accidentally netted in 2009?
I hope they released it.
That is incorrect. Anybody?
Molested.
Good guess, but no.
Fossilized them.
No. Junior?
No idea.
They ate it.
Wow.
They ate it. Haney.
But now, first they molested it.
Oh, you know they did. Haney, you're at match point and you have control.
I have a lifeline.
Yes, you do. If Haney gets this correct, Linda, he has had one of his bigger comebacks in Are You Smarter Than Haney?
Not history. Like it'll get you a free pizzone, but
no,
still.
And he wins the game. If he misses it, you already have the category, but you will continue the game because you will have control.
Finish him.
Entertainment, you want to go with
yes.
Your lifeline?
Let's
All
do
right.
this.
All right. I think this might be in your range.
Okay. Let's do this.
For entertainment.
That's my gal.
The lonely robot star of WALL-E. Did you see the movie?
Yes.
The lonely robot star WALL-E is captivated by a tape of what musical?
Oh, man.
What musical did WALL-E just love? It was on tape and he loved it. For the game.
Finish him.
It's musical, correct?
It's a musical.
Oh, man.
It's a musical.
Cute little fella.
Cute little Wally. Everybody loved him when he was in the theaters.
I can't remember the musical.
Take a guess.
I'm going to go with Cats.
Incorrect. Oh. Linda, you already have the category. Do you know?
Mary Poppins?
No.
What is it?
Hello, Dolly.
Oh.
Linda, history, arts and literature, science and nature, sports and leisure.
Science and nature.
Science! what's the only bird in the Chinese bird? What's the only bird in the Chinese zodiac? The only bird in the Chinese zodiac. 3 seconds.
Any cardinal?
For Christ's sake, it's a rooster.
It's a rooster, Linda.
You're the rooster.
All right, Haney. Let's put this away. Let's end the misery here.
Finish him.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry, Haney. In entertainment, name three of the four actresses who starred in Sex and the City.
Oh, geez.
Name three of the four.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yes.
Marcia Gay Harden.
No.
Marcia Cross.
No.
Marcia
no.
something.
Not to know.
Could you pronounce it Marcia?
Kim Cattrall. Kristen Davis, Cynthia Nixon, Sarah Jessica Parker.
I think that right now, all men applaud me.
Yeah, yeah. Quickly, Linda, before I call this game, we've got less than 90 seconds. Category.
I have no shame about not knowing that.
Okay. We'll try the science and nature.
All right. Science and nature, Linda, what are the three levels of hierarchy in a honeybee colony?
King, queen, jack.
you know what? I'm about ready to just...
He's given up the ghost.
You've given it up. Queen bee, worker bee, drone.
Yep.
Haney, I mean, she's given it up. I don't even know why I'm asking this question.
She came in strong. You got to give her that. Good job.
I thought she was going to sweep.
Me too.
Haney, whose albums include Bounce, New Jersey, and Slippery When Wet?
Oh, my God. That's so easy.
Oh, you think so?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Linda, for Haney.
No, I know who it is. You know I know who it is, but she's mouthing off while I'm answering the question.
Is
Bon Jovi.
Yes, game over.
Who did you think it was?
Yeah, who did you think it was?
I'm a Jersey girl, so I knew it was Bon Jovi.
No, you were going to say Springsteen, weren't you?
No.
All right, Linda, you qualified enough for a prize. I'm going to send you over to Junior, and you can pick one of the prizes.
How does that make you feel, Linda?
That makes me feel at least pretty good that I got two.
Uh-huh. What do you got to say to Haney?
Haney, you are definitely smarter than me.
Well, that's okay, Linda.
Hold on,
You'll be
Linda.
Fine.
Hold on.
You'll be fine.
Thank you, Karen.
Of course, my pleasure.
All right, stand by. I think the safe word is coming up in just seconds.
How could you possibly know that? Nobody knows that.
I know. I'm looking at it right now. I know what the word is.
Oh,
we'll be right
gosh.
Back, Stan and Haney.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Less than a minute if you want to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock. Job, J-O-B. Go to 96krock.com, the K-Rock app on your mobile device, or text the word to 45911. The four people that texted to me in the studio, it does you no good. You know,
you're not impressed, are you?
Not impressed at all. Here's the thing. There are so many. This is such. There are so many people spewing hate that I laugh at it because they don't even know what the hell they're talking about because they're not
second.
Here.
Hate speech?
Hate. Listen to this. Listen to this from the game, we just played. And I'm talking about you, Texter 63. Mark is down by two in your Q&A segment, and you ask him an instrument and music question to get him back into the game and ask Linda a sports question. Wrong. I asked Linda the musical question. She couldn't get it right.
Amy stole it.
Linda came on strong before you got involved, and she knew she was done. You're an idiot. I did not ask Haney a musical question. He stole it. She had the musical question. She had the sports question. She had a ton of questions. Haters gonna hate. Where's that Taylor Swift? The haters gonna hate.
Oh yeah. We need that.
We need this.
Wish you'd give me a little more of a heads up. I need my Tay-Tay.
You know, I'm going to listen to this hate talk. I don't know why people like him or her listen.
I don't mind hate talk when it makes sense.
But that doesn't make sense because a hater's going to hate.
You're damn right they will.
Give me my Tay-Tay.
You're all right.
It's my gal.
I go on too many dates.
My Tay-Tay.
But I can't make them stay. At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music.
Sing it to me. Sure are, baby.
And that's what they don't see. Mm-hmm. That's what they don't see. I'm dancing on my own. I'll make the moves up as I go.
Amy's gonna hate.
And that's what they don't know. That's what they don't know.
Yeah, you tell them, Tay-Tay. So sad she got brainwashed.
Yeah. All right, we got to get you updated. I feel better now. Hold it.
Cause the players gonna play.
Hey.
I'm just gonna shake.
What are you gonna do?
Shake it off. Thank you, Haney.
You're welcome, Stan. Whatever it takes.
My Tay-Tay. Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. American Colony Boulevard at Daniels Parkway. And in Estero. Crash. Ben Hill Griffin Parkway and Estero Parkway. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. What's coming up? Well, he's going to tell you right now. He's got today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
A new remedy for lung disease.
I'm all in favor of it.
Snorting sugar.
Really?
Really.
Powdered or granule?
Well, I would think that you'd want it, the particulate as small as possible.
Yeah, like a powder, like yeah. You put on a top of a cake.
Indeed, you know, like a confectionery. As if politics couldn't get more confusing, there is a local race in Canada where when you go to the ballot,
yeah,
you're choosing between two candidates. Named Matthew McKay, spelled exactly the same way.
Flip a coin. you.
One way or another, Matthew McKay is going to win, and you have to decide which Matthew McKay it'll be.
Oh, boy. Oh, I hear you. I hear you.
Indeed.
Haters going to hate.
Hate. I'm just going to shake.
Shake it off.
A guy calls the police about a strange noise in his attic. They're there to help, and unfortunately, they discovered the meth lab. A woman who pleasured herself on the train is now a fugitive. And finally, our latest example that proves our theory that women do not understand the purpose of calling 911.
They don't.
A woman called 911. Why?
Why?
She was very upset because her husband brought home the wrong kind of chicken. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you.
These are nothing more than tattlers.
Yep. Yeah. Laughter.
What up, biatch?
4 o'clock fluffer brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Nobody likes a tattletale, Nancy.
No. Mark?
Stan?
Junior.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
And that's what we are. We're a nation of tattletales.
Speaking of tattletale, and I saw Morgan in the hallway, I just said passing. Huh. Waterman called in sick, huh? Yup.
Not pleased, huh?
Not pleased at all.
Why does he do this?
I don't know. He's a stoop.
He came in second for Employee of the Week.
He sure did. Now he'll be second to last.
Well, who would be last, me?
Well, you, me, or Junior, one of the three. We're not loved around here.
What's love got to do with
it?
Haters, secondhand emotion.
Hate.
You know, folks, April is Stress Awareness Month.
Really?
Yeah. With that in mind, we bring you today's list.
I'm celebrating. Top
tips for dealing with stress.
Top tips for dealing with stress.
Drink some chamomile tea with a hint of ketamine.
Yeah. Is that making you feel better, Dave? Tell you what, make you feel, put the bottle down.
Maintain a positive attitude by never going online, watching the news, or speaking to anyone ever.
Smoke weed every day.
What?
What? Sorry about that, folks. Yeah. Pray for the sweet release of death. If you're unsure how to do this, just talk to Nana.
Mama. No, Nana. That'd be Grandma.
Hi, I'm Carol. I gotta get home before I miss my stories.
Right.
Tell your mother it's your life and you'll date who you want. And if she wants to keep having a relationship with you, she should stop treating you like a child.
Excuse me, it's ma'am.
Write out all your grievances. Then throw the letter away, or post it on your blog or on Facebook.
A lot of people.
If you're a female politician, just find a way to get in a room with Biden for a free unwanted massage.
He's released a videotape.
Oh, sexy girlfriend.
He has to mind everybody's personal space now more than ever.
Well, social norms have changed.
Yes.
And finally, the very top tip for dealing with stress.
Yes.
Get some exercise. by physically beating whoever it is stressing you out.
Can't do that. Lose my job.
And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Now, what's more important, really, your job or your mind? Because you're going to lose one of them.
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at StanandHaney.com.
Okay, okay.
This is from Eric. Ahoy, guys. I just wanted to pass along to you a new user I found on YouTube. His name is Metal Trump, and he makes mashup videos with Trump singing along with various metal songs. The one I found was Iron Maiden's The Trooper. It was awesome. Totally worth it. Signed, Eric.
Well, I wouldn't mind that. Metal Trump?
Yeah. Hilton, who is a loyal fan, sent us along some videos as proof that raccoons are slowly making their way into society as acceptable pets.
I have said this for years.
Disagree.
I've said it for years.
They're just a disgusting creature. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, let me clear up a couple of things about the A-10 Warthog. First, it is now called the C-10, and this is the odd part. In order to learn to fly and operate the weapon system, they have to do it on a simulator. But then again, they used flight simulators all the time. Now, I'm sure you have seen what the left wants to do, which is to get rid of the Electoral College. Yep, they want to lower the voting age to 16 and want to raise the smoking age to 21. What the hell? Well, that's just effing stupid. Do they not know what the purpose and function is of the Electoral College? I think Professor Haney has given them a lesson in the past.
Nobody cares.
Now, with all the talk about shutting down the border, what is the leftist news outlets talking about? The fact that we will run out of avocados in 6 days if the border closes.
Oh, my God. What am I going to do? WTF. I can't have it. I need my avocado toast.
If that isn't the stupidest thing to cover. So, apparently, rather than discuss the pros and cons of the border, that's what they want to talk about. Holy crap. Some lefty may not get their friggin' avocado toast. You know, guys, there are days when I just want to throw my hands up and say the hell with it and stop caring. Yep. There's something that drives me, though, to continue to fight. I don't know if it's my dislike of stupid people, unintelligence and ignorance, or maybe it's the love of my country and realizing the sacrifices it has taken to be the greatest country in the world. So call me a crazy patriot, but that's me. Sometimes it's without the patriot, just crazy.
Where would we be if Trump was a lesser man?
Yep.
Lesser man would have crumbled by now.
God forbid Hillary gotten it.
You want to hear a little Metal Trump?
We will make
America metal again.
All right.
In the passion play, crumbling away, okay. I'm your source of self-destruction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Days I walk with fear, sucking darkly, leaving all your destruction. Basically, you won't see what is all you need, dedicated to
how
I'm killing you.
How about we hear Sick Bed Dave and Stan so that caller 9 gets qualified for the Stan and Haney golf cart. We'll see you on Saturday if you're caller 9. Here you go.
Fred and Barney, Siegfried and Roy, Ralph and Norton, Stan and Haney. Oh, you gotta be shit me. You can't pay me enough to say this. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you very much for joining us on this Wednesday afternoon. Greatly appreciated. You know, it was just a few moments ago we got another golf ball qualifier. I'll give you all the details in just a second on how you can join us April 6th at Duffy's Sports Grill at Stony Brook this Saturday. Maybe pick yourself up that custom Stan and Haney golf cart. I'll give you all the details in just a second. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, a couple of things on the board. We will start in Fort Myers, where we have a crash. Richmond Avenue and Palm Beach Boulevard. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. It's State Road 82 and Hedgewood Street. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about a half hour. We've been doing it for the past couple of weeks. We're going to keep doing it until we get a bunch of people qualified with a golf ball. What am I talking about? Your shot at winning a customized, and if you've seen the pictures, it's awesome, a customized Stan and Haney golf cart from Carts MD in Fort Myers. You'll hear Dave the Waterman and I arguing, recorded one. That's your cue to call in, ninth caller. Will get themselves a golf ball. And we will all meet at Duffy's Sports Grill at Stony Brook Golf Club in Estero on
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Saturday, April 6th, must be present to win. And all of those golf balls will be brought into a chopper, a helicopter, and dropped onto the practice green at Stony Brook. The one closest to the pin will win the golf cart. Keep listening. More qualifying coming up. What is this? Ahoy!
Hey, boys!
Joffrey, what do you want? You know what? When I think you're gone, you're not. Shouldn't you be in some communist or socialist country waving a hammer and sickle around?
What?
Oh, surprising.
I don't know why on earth you would say that.
I've heard your tone the past year or so, and you've become a full-fledged socialist.
You know, it's always something with you.
Yeah.
Where you have to build yourself up by denigrating women. First it was Hillary Clinton and lock her up.
Yes.
Which, by the way, people have finally had enough of that. I was watching CNN. You know, I always do.
Yeah. That's not surprising.
And Christiane Amanpour,
who used to be a respectable journalist,
she was interviewing American hero James Comey.
Yeah, James Comey, FBI director, former shyster. Go ahead, yeah.
And she finally asked the question we've all always wanted to ask Jim Comey.
What do we? I wouldn't want to ask him anything. Get him out of my sight. What she asked?
She said, during the campaign at these Trump rallies, when people started chanting, lock her up, why didn't you, Mr. Comey, put a stop to that?
Right. And what did he say?
Something about the law.
Okay. Yeah. That's something that he usually doesn't know much about, nor does anybody. What do you want?
There's going to be some changes made when we finally have a socialist feminist country.
Right. With President Ocasio-Cortez.
And a perfect world. And congratulations to Chicago.
Yes. Big news coming out of Chicago.
They are so forward-thinking. They finally did it. They elected a new mayor.
Mm-hmm.
who is not only a woman of color, she is also totally gay.
Yep.
And an experienced.
And an experienced?
It's the trifecta.
Wow. Yeah.
She is a woman.
Yeah.
A woman of color.
Yep.
Totally gay.
Yep.
And has no idea what she's doing.
Nope. And she's going to.
This is the direction we're going.
Yeah, this is what we need. Going to shake Rahm Emanuel's hand. He's going to give her a back slap and say, have at it, baby.
Because that is how the country is to be run.
Okay, why are you hold on, why are you lecturing to me about this? What who are
you to
tell me?
I wasn't even going to talk about it.
I don't want to talk about it.
I was hammering.
You know what? I want you to go and leave the country. Go go to Venezuela. They'll love you. What do you want?
Well, what I really wanted to talk about is the fact that I'm embarking on a bit of a new career.
Oh, really? So we're no longer dog breeder and a homemaker. We are what now?
Well, I'll always be a dog breeder because I got to keep myself and puppies.
Yep, put them right there on that bitch stand.
But I had a very
unpleasant
conversation with Daddy.
Oh, your rich millionaire daddy who's got you on the old trust fund. You're a trust fund baby.
Once again, the same slurs, the same slights, all revolving around the fact that it just seems to drive him mad that I don't have a quote-unquote job.
You haven't had a job in the 30 years I've known you.
Stan, let's not confuse a job with work. Because
how about a career?
The emotional capital that I have put into my relationship with my father is unbelievable. Okay. That if I had a nickel.
Okay, cut the crap. Cut the crapola. What career are you going into? And is Daddy making you go into this career?
He demanded that I must have a job or career or I'm cut off.
Good. Good.
And
so what's Joffrey doing now? What's Twinkle Toes Limp Wrist doing now?
Well, he can't say a damn thing to me anymore because I am now a social media influencer.
You're a social media influencer, which basically means what? You're on the social media websites posting kind of sick stuff like you. You know what? Sick stuff. You want to talk about somebody bringing something down, taking down kind of sick stuff on the internet? They should take all of your stuff. They should ban you.
Well, I looked into this. Because I took a lot of tests on the internet to see what career I was qualified
for. Sure, yeah, one of those little mini quizzes.
And this just kept popping up, social media influencer.
Yeah, agitator. Okay, and so tell me about that now. Have you started?
I'm fixing to.
Fixing, yeah. You know, it kind of like takes a while to, you know, get something started like that working at your home when you're lounging around all day doing effing nothing. What are you going to start this?
Well, my ultimate goal is to be like the next Kylie Jenner.
What? What, you know, just being photographed to be seen wearing watches and shoes and drinking from a Starbucks cup just so that you can go and get thousands? Nobody cares about you. You're the farthest thing from Kylie Jenner or her sister Kendall Jenner or her dad, mommy, Bruce Jenner. You are the farthest thing. You're not a celebrity. You're not somebody, even a social media celebrity. You're nothing. Yeah, you can put your face up on the screen right now, holding anything you want. You're not recognized except for the cops who have your mugshot in a scrapbook.
Well, I have taken this very seriously because he demanded a business plan, and step by step how I'm going to get there.
Okay, let me hear it.
Well, I'm still putting it together.
Of course you are. You've done nothing. I'm all ears, Joffrey. Let's hear it.
I'll have you know I've done a lot of research, and I'm borderline exhausted.
You've done a lot, so it exhausts you. Shut up.
From what I can tell, to be a social media influencer,
yeah,
what you need to do
is be known, first of all, have a celebrity status.
That's not important.
Yes, it is.
I think from what I've been able to tell, number one, a hint of bitchy attitude.
Yeah, well, check that off the list. You got that.
And pretty much it seems to involve the most important thing is to acquire bags, shopping bags from designer stores.
Yes, because they want you photographed in it so that they can go. It's like free advertising, except now they get paid. Get paid to be on social. But you're nobody.
And so I need to go to these stores and buy some bags.
Mm.
And then be in front of the store.
Yes.
Looking happy. I'm thinking about kind of going for a Marlo Thomas, that girl kind of attitude.
Why don't you go for a bum-looking doofus in front of a Five Below?
And I'm thinking that I would like to be like Kylie Jenner.
You're not Kylie Jenner. You're a man who's got to be in his 50s now.
Well, she happens to be a billionaire.
She happens to be young female with a enhanced ass.
So?
What do you got? What do you got?
You know what? You are so far behind the times because gender is just a construct. So I get those bags, I do that shot, and then a lot of shots of me pretty much nude.
Yeah, you got to be in real skimpy swimwear posing.
Where I get down on my knees.
I don't want to even picture that.
And I'm basically nude, but I'm holding up the phone and looking at it, you know, with the duck face. That seems to be a lot of it.
Yeah.
And also, I'm going to have to ask him to increase my allowance. Because to do this properly, I have to travel.
Yes.
So that I can do the same thing, but in exotic locales.
Yes, you need waterfalls and mountains and perfect, nice, crystal clear swimming pools and oceans.
And
you nude or with some kind of thong-like thing on. And make sure, it's very important, that you properly wax.
Yeah. Yes, that's such a pain. But anyhow, I got this idea.
You got a lot of ideas of doing nothing. That's what you're doing, nothing.
Because I saw in the newspaper that they arrested a social influencer in Miami.
Yeah.
So there's an opening because evidently she was laundering money for her Colombian dad who was on the take in their customs department.
Yep.
So there's an opening. I think that I'm qualified.
You're not qualified. Educated. You're not educated. You're about as dumb as they come. You know what? You're going to go and start doing this, and the hate that's going to come in from you is going to be something like you've never seen or heard before. You are so thin-skinned to begin with, Joffrey. Once they start commenting, nobody's going to want to be associated with you, and they're going to make you feel like dirt, you perv.
Well, I'll have you know that I was a big deal on MySpace at one time.
Weren't we all? Weren't we all at one time a big deal on MySpace? we're going to take a break. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock. What the?
Hey, Southwest Florida. You've stuck with us through thick and thin, feast and famine, war and peace, and everything in between. Don't think for a minute that we don't appreciate it. No matter how we might come across, we love this damn job. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. It is greatly appreciated.
Mark Haney in the news coming up here in just a second. Coming up at 6 o'clock, Rob Show, and he will have the 6 o'clock safe word for you. You could be the lucky winner of a thou if you hit the G-spot. Details on the way. And yeah, we just got ourselves another qualifier for the Stan and Haney golf cart. I know Rob will have more qualifying chances tonight. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's start in North Fort Myers, and I'm wondering if one is connected to the other. North Fort Myers.
You wonder that a lot.
Yes. First, we had a hit and run on Manny Road and Richard Road.
Did you say Mammy Road?
Manny Road and Richard Road in North Fort Myers. That's followed up with a North Fort Myers crash at the 3300 block of North Key Drive. A lot of stuff happens there at North Key Drive.
Yeah, you used to frequent that area.
Yeah, not by choice.
Wasn't your landlord a witch?
Yeah, and she had a witch sister, too. They were both witches.
And always thought you were up to something, when it wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me that was up to no good. And we got a hit and run.
Boy, if those walls could talk.
Oh, well, I think after plastering, they stopped talking. Because there were some what they would call gaping mouths in those walls.
Yep, I know certain litigators would have paid big money for those walls to talk.
Bonita, hit and run. The 8800 block of West Terry Street, right by the Circle K. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian, and the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Wednesday, April 3rd.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney.
You always do.
Time now for things you didn't know. A lot of talk over the past couple of years about SEAL Team 6.
Oh, yeah. Those were the ones that got Bin Laden.
Yep. And that's when they really became famous. Now, those of us in the know knew about them.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't considered public knowledge. They were supposed to be secret. So, where did SEAL Team 6 get its name?
I don't know where.
It was all to confuse the Soviet Union.
Uh-huh. Yep. That's when they were our enemy.
Oh, they still are. They're our number one enemy, aren't they?
What are you talking about? We right in the White House is Comrade Trump. How stupid.
Back in 1979, when they were established, there were only two SEAL teams, but the Pentagon wanted the KGB to believe we had much more than that.
Yep.
If you... if you... ever look at a calendar, you'll notice a couple of strange things.
What?
For some reason, they will note Thanksgiving Day in Canada and things like Boxing Day.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day in Canada is different than ours. What the hell's going on there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, as it turns out, people began celebrating Thanksgiving in Canada in the year 1578.
Yeah, that's when my forebears went over there.
Yeah, for those of you keeping track at home, that would be 43 years before the Pilgrims celebrated in America.
Sure. Well, you go over there, and up there you get the French cooking and all that stuff. It's an art, and they wanted to really do something really nice in the La Crusade and get it all.
Sure. A lot of ducks died that day.
Yeah, a lot of ducks.
Mm-hmm. It was stuffed with a lot of stink cheese. What is in a name, in a title? When I say E.T., it sparks magic in your head, doesn't it?
The extraterrestrial, E.T. home, the kid on the bike with the basket flying.
Well, the working title for E.T. was a bit more mundane. Would it have done the same box office if the film was called A Boy's Life?
I think it might have because of the Spielberg magic. You know, everything he puts his hands on, gold.
Mm-hmm.
The Spielberg magic. The same guy that directed Duel.
The masterpiece.
The masterpiece.
Still what he's judged by, really.
I will bet you, because Junior hasn't been here that long, so he hasn't heard the... Have you ever heard of the movie Duel?
No.
You should get high and watch it.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you, that was Spielberg's first
thing. It was a TV movie,
wasn't
it?
It was a TV movie, and it was so... And when Spielberg became famous, they found, like, an extra 80 minutes of footage and put it in the movie theaters, but it was like an ABC TV...
Mystery movie.
Mystery movie, and it's Dennis Weaver in a bomb car being chased by a Mack truck. And it is... You will be glued.
And, it won't mean anything to you now, but after you watch the movie, you'll be amazed. Dennis Weaver ended up being pretty tight with us.
Yeah. I might. Let me see if I even have that. I do.
What a great guy, Dennis Weaver. TV's Dennis, McLeod.
Yep, and he was in the movie Duel.
Oh, he was the movie.
He was. Here's when we had Dennis Weaver on talking about that movie. You can get it on DVD. You can download it. It might be on Netflix. I don't know. If you've never seen Duel, you have to see it. Here you go.
Does a day go by that somebody doesn't ask you about Duel?
Never. Never. I'm telling you, if I go through an airport, the first, you know, people come up to me and they'll say, you know, the picture I like, and I'll say Duel. You know, they won't even finish the sentence, and they'll say, I can't remember the name of the picture. I'll say Duel.
That's it.
I mean, it's a total classic.
It truly is. I mean, and when you watch it, it's just full of suspense, and it is a very extremely simple premise.
That's the beauty of it.
I know.
That's the beauty of it. You know, you don't have to worry about who the heavy is. You know, it's the truck.
Spielberg, working with him, a virtual unknown back then. What was it like working with this guy?
He was totally unknown. You know, as a matter of fact, I was set to do the film, and the studio called me and said, would I mind using this young guy they just put under contract? They said he's only 23 years old, but we think he's going to be a comer. He's got a lot of creativity, a lot of juice, a lot of... He's willing to take chances, all of that stuff, you know. And I said, yeah, come on, let's go. Well, he proved to be everything that the studio said he was. And he was really wonderful. He was neat. I knew that he was going to be very successful in this business.
You know,
I didn't know he was going to have the impact
right.
that he had. Otherwise, I would have adopted him.
The interesting thing about that movie, it was originally a meant-for-TV movie.
There it is.
That I guess after Spielberg hit it big, they put it in the theater, added like 20 minutes to the film for a theatrical release. And then I'm saying to myself, well, what extra 20 minutes are they putting into this film? I would assume more chasing.
Yeah, that's right. And they decided just based on the reaction that it got from the public and what they saw on screen that they were going to release it worldwide as a major film. And they did. We did. We went back and we shot 15 to 20 minutes of extra film. People asked me, well, what was that? And you remember the one with the with a train where I'm being pushed into the train.
Yes.
That wasn't in the original film. And the whole sequence with the kids and the bus, that wasn't in the original film either.
Oh, wow. I mean,
the real enjoyable thing about that movie was watching your character just run through the gamut of emotions and then start all over again. You'd get scared, then you'd get aggressive, then you'd get scared again.
Oh, it mesmerizes you, that film.
And you truly drove a dorky car. I mean, it was like a real idiot-looking car.
Why would you call a Plymouth Valiant dorky?
I don't need to say anymore. And it probably some of the most memorable scenes and people. I mean, I'm looking and researching about that film because I've seen it so many times. But the critics that went and looked at that film always bring up the diner scene.
Yeah.
As far as the suspense,
right,
and the emotions that you as a character go,
right,
through in that film. It's so simple, it's good.
Well, that's it, the simplicity. There's strength in simplicity, and that's something that a lot of filmmakers lose sight of. It was just amazing. You know, that film is the most played picture on television in the history of the business. They never stopped playing it because it never grows old. It never becomes jaded, or it's always fresh.
There he is, Dennis Weaver.
God bless him.
He was on our show several times.
Mm-hmm.
And just to talk. And in 60s and 70s TV, he was big. He was
he was a superstar.
Gunsmoke.
McCloud.
McCloud. He was a big star. And starring in Duel. If you have not seen that movie, and I'm talking to you young kids out there, I'm talking to people like Junior, watch Duel. Spielberg's first, and it is just, it's great.
And if you want a hell of a double feature, pair Duel with a movie called The Car.
All right, I hope we learned you a little something there, Junior. There's a movie that you can watch this weekend.
Yeah, I'm looking up some details on it. Apparently, it's one of the few films that John Williams didn't score for Spielberg.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Spielberg, like you said, was a nobody.
He was a punk.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, we hear a lot about Big Pharma, Stan, about prescription drug prices.
Yeah.
What if there are things that they don't have the patent on that could be the key to fighting disease? According to biologists at the University of Manchester in England,
yes, sir,
one of the best ways to fight lung disease and other respiratory issues is not some billion-dollar drug. No, it's very simple. You snort sugar.
Sugar. Now, see, when we brought that up during the headlines, I said granulated or powdered sugar, and you obviously, and I would agree with you, it would be the powdered sugar, but then people started texting us that the powdered sugar that you buy has cornstarch in it, and that might not be good for you.
Well, they say when you snort sugar.
Sugar.
It stimulates cells in the nose and the lungs, building up your immune system to fight off infections and diseases.
Okay, hey.
Whatever floats your boat.
Exactly.
As if politics wasn't confusing enough. You know, there's a section of the population, very jaded, that says, you know, it's all rigged. It's all a big game. Republican, Democrat, who cares?
Yeah.
Well, they may have a point, but they've taken it to an extreme in Canada. 37-year-old Matthew McKay is an assemblyman on Prince Edward Island in Canada. And his seat is being challenged by a rival politician named Matthew McKay. The first Matthew McKay is a progressive conservative. What? The second Matthew McKay.
Like Teddy Roosevelt.
Yep. The second Matthew McKay is 64 and a member of the Green Party.
Jeez.
And both of them are worried that there may be some ballot confusion.
You don't say.
So the older Matthew, sly fox that he is adding his middle initial to the ballot.
There you go. I don't know who's who, but I'm voting for the guy on my right. Because I don't want nothing to do with the old white-haired guy.
Yep. And now the race has been completely upended because in addition to the two Matthew McKays,
yeah,
now Nancy Beth Jalupti has jumped in.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Well, can you handle the suspense? You'll have to wait until April 23rd.
Look at the white-haired guy.
No. Just no.
Just flat out no.
It's like Barbara Bush in drag. Sorry, Bar. In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, we do so many stories, and we find that so many of them revolve around people being confused as to when it is appropriate to involve the police.
You know, and it's not hard. You call the police, they're going to come. Jeez. You want to go and use it as a tool? You want to go and use it as a threat?
And there are certain situations like this where you have to make a decision. Do I call the Ghostbusters or the police?
Yeah.
That was the dilemma facing 37-year-old Corey Favreau in Plattsburgh, New York. He called the police on Sunday morning. Why?
Why?
He heard spooky noises in his attic.
Oh, for peace.
He is scared.
Yeah, fraidy cat. Why don't you go and pull down the ladder and go up and look?
Because there's spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Well, the police came and checked it out. And they didn't find any burglars, monsters, or ghosts, or much of anything in the attic.
Hobgoblin?
Nope. What they did find was Corey's meth lab.
Jeez.
He was arrested for manufacturing meth and endangering the welfare of a child since there was a kid in the house.
Oh, brother. What was running around up there? A Sprite?
You should have called the Ghostbusters.
Yeah. What? Hold it. What we got? Hold on. We have a picture of something?
You're going to love this mugshot.
Okay. Let's see. Oh, jeez. Look at how low his ears are.
Straight jacket. I look at that. That's the first thing that comes up. Straight jacket immediately.
Yeah. He's hearing things all right. He's at the police station getting his mugshot taken. He's still hearing things.
He gets put in the small cell that doesn't even have a stool.
Yep. Yep. And they do that. It's for a reason.
There is nothing in that cell but a small drain.
Yep. Yep. Will you answer that texter, the very first one? Thank you.
There's a 37-year-old woman named Sarah Hinkson who lives in London.
Okay.
And she was arrested back in February. Her crime?
What?
Pleasuring herself on the train. According to one witness, Sarah was sprawled out across four seats, making sweet love to herself.
Wow.
Moaning.
Yeah.
And when the police came up, she didn't even have the common courtesy to remove her hand from her pant.
Oh, my God.
I
don't know if I want to see her picture.
Now, the police are on the train at this point, looking her in the eye, and she denies it.
Well, she was trained well.
She said she was just scratching an itch on her thigh.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. What do you think? Was it? Was it an itch?
Oh, she's itchy all the time. But she wound up getting convicted of the very British crime of outraging public decency.
How dare she?
And she probably would be looking at a small fine, perhaps some community service, but she skipped her recent court date.
Ah,
and now she is a fugitive with a warrant out on her.
There's a reason why when you use the trains in Great Britain, they say, mind the gap.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, and here we are again. Women who don't seem to understand the purpose of, much less, how to properly use 911.
They're coming. They're coming. Look, 911, if you're being brutalized or there is an emergency, please use 911.
And by all means, call for police intervention, whatever it takes.
But if you're holding up the receiver telling whoever it is, I've already got the 9 dialed. Here goes 1. Keep it up. They're coming.
A 40-year-old woman in beautiful Brown Deer, Wisconsin.
Where is Brown Deer, Wisconsin?
It's around Milwaukee somewhere.
Okay. All right.
So this 40-year-old woman calls the police on Sunday, needs the police to intervene. Why?
Why?
Well, soon it's going to be all crystal clear to you, Stan.
Yeah.
She called the police requesting assistance because her 37-year-old husband brought home the wrong kind of chicken.
Oh, my goodness. What? Whew. What did he bring home? What kind of chicken did she want? And what kind did he bring home? And she will call 911.
That would reveal sources and methods.
Right.
Fortunately,
jeez,
thanks to the brilliant intervention of the 911 operator, the police did not have to go out to physically intervene. Based on the suggestion of the heroic 911 operator, the situation was resolved when it was suggested that perhaps the man could calm down by sleeping at his father's house that night.
Right. The man could calm down.
Yep. So that powder keg was taken care of.
Yep. By getting the man out of the house.
Yep. To let him calm down.
Because I guess she, who made the call.
Yes.
Completely blameless.
Oh, absolutely. Man had the nerve to bring home the wrong kind of chicken. And she lost her mind. So for her safety, he needs to leave.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Wednesday, April 3rd.
Double M-X-I-X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
You know, that's what I was taught in school, commies do. They turn each other in.
Oh, that's what they do. If the government you'll go and you'll narc on them. Mm-hmm. You'll go. You're supposed to spy on your neighbor.
Yep. The big brother will take care of you.
Yeah. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon.
How does bringing home the wrong kind of chicken nearly lead a man to jail?
I don't know. What, did she want a roaster? And
it would be one
thing.
You
brought home a game hen? What?
It would be one thing if this was an outlier, but every effing day it's something like
there's
this.
There's a story. She asked for legs and thighs, wings and thighs, and he brought her.
And if it's not that, it's a 12-year-old kid who, my dad stole my cell phone. What the?
We'll be back. We are
Stan and
we're
Haney.
We're all doomed.
Yeah, of course we are.
We're all going to end up like Chris Hayes.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. It's greatly appreciated. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. He is going to have another safe word for you to hit the G-spot. You could be the next multi-market winner of $1,000. And, of course, automatically get qualified for the grand prize of $10,000 with if you do it on the web or do it on the app. Another chance in just minutes. Let's get a final look at traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, where do we begin? Okay, I know where I'm going now. We got a disabled vehicle. Fort Myers, Midpoint Bridge, right on the Fort Myers side. That's fun. Another disabled vehicle. Victoria Boulevard and Summerlin Road. Fort Myers, crash, Plantation Road and Daniels Parkway. That's just great. Lehigh Acres. Let's do Estero first. The 20,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by Estero Outfitters. That's just down the road, too. And Lehigh Acres, crash, Elmwood Avenue and Lee Boulevard.
Elmwood!
And you are up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Men and women are very different. I don't know if you've seen stand-up comedy before, but we are. The amount of communicating women want to do is astounding to me. It's astounding. Like, women, when it comes to talking, is your philosophy like, well, I'm exhaling anyway? Whenever I have a girlfriend, I run out of stuff to say within like 10 minutes. Fellas, you ever that thing happen where you run out of something, you run out of things to say, and then you remember something you thought of earlier in the day but knew not to say it, but then you panic and say it anyway? Or I'll be like, what else? What else? Hey, babe, you know there's a girl at work with the same butt as you. Why did I just say that? I'm thankful that there wasn't an entrance exam to become a boyfriend, because I would fail it miserably. One would come back in with the results and be like, all right, Neil, we're not going to pass you, because there's a few areas in which you did not do well. One of them was listening. Question was, if you were watching basketball on TV and your girlfriend wanted to talk to you, how would you handle it? We were looking for something like I'd turn the TV off and ask her what was going on with her, but you wrote down, I'd turn the TV up and say, I can't talk right now, babe. It's the first quarter, which is one of the most important quarters. Neil, you also did poorly in conflict resolution. The question was, if your girlfriend had a serious issue with something you did, how would you deal with it? And you wrote down, I'd think of a time she did something similar and say, see, bitch, now we're even.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show. 96 K-Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. What is this? Ahoy!
Hey, boys!
Joffrey, what do you want?
Well, what I really wanted to talk about is the fact that I'm embarking on a bit of a new career.
Oh, really? So we're no longer dog breeder and homemaker. We are what now?
Well, I'll always be a dog breeder because I got to keep myself and puppies.
Yep, put them right there on that bitch stand.
But I had a very unpleasant conversation with Daddy.
Oh, your rich millionaire daddy who's got you on the old trust fund.
Once again, the same slurs, the same slights, all revolving around the fact that it just seems to drive him mad that I don't have a quote-unquote job.
You haven't had a job in the 30 years I've known you.
Let's not confuse a job with work. Because
how about a career?
The emotional capital that I have put into my relationship with my father is unbelievable. Okay. That if I had a nickel.
Okay, cut the crap. Cut the crapola. What career are you going into? And is daddy making you go into this career?
He demanded that I must have a job or career or I'm cut off.
Good.
And
so what's Joffrey doing now? What's Twinkle Toes Limp Wrist doing now?
Well, he can't say a damn thing to me anymore because I am now a social media influencer.
You're a social media influencer, which basically means what? You're on the social media websites posting kind of sick stuff. Like you know what? Sick stuff. You want to talk about somebody bringing something down, taking down kind of sick stuff on the internet? They should take all of your stuff. They should ban you.
Well, I looked into this because I took a lot of tests on the internet to see what career I was qualified
for.
Sure.
Yeah, one of those little mini quizzes.
And this just kept popping up. Social media influencer.
Yeah, agitator. Okay. And so tell me about that now. Have you started?
I'm fixing to.
Fixing. Yeah. You know, it kind of like takes a while to, you know, get something started like that working at your home when you're lounging around all day doing effing nothing. What are you going to start this?
Well, my ultimate goal is to be like the next Kylie Jenner.
What? What, you know, just being photographed to be seen wearing watches and shoes and drinking from a Starbucks cup just so that you can go and get thousands? Nobody cares about you. You're the farthest thing from Kylie Jenner or her sister Kendall Jenner or her dad, mommy, Bruce Jenner. You are the farthest thing. You're not a celebrity. You're not somebody, even a social media celebrity. You're nothing. Yeah, you can put your face up on the screen right now, holding anything you want. You're not recognized except for the cops who have your mugshot in a scrapbook.
Well, I have taken this very seriously because he demanded a business plan and step by step how I'm going to get there.
Okay, let me hear it.
Well, I'm still putting it together.
Of course you are. You've done nothing. I'm all ears, Joffrey. Let's hear it.
I'll have you know I've done a lot of research, and I'm borderline exhausted.
You've done a lot, so it exhausts you. Shut up.
From what I can tell, to be a social media influencer,
yeah,
what you need to do
is be known, first of all, have a celebrity status.
That's not important.
Yes, it is.
I think from what I've been able to tell, number one, a hint of bitchy attitude.
Yeah, well, check that off the list. You got that.
Pretty much, it seems to involve the most important thing is to acquire shopping bags from designer stores.
Yes, because they want you photographed in it so that they can go. It's like free advertising, except now they get paid. To be on social, but you're nobody.
And so I need to go to these stores and buy some bags and then be in front of the store looking happy. I'm thinking about kind of going for a Marlo Thomas, that girl kind of attitude.
Why don't you go for a bum-looking doofus in front of a Five Below?
And I'm thinking that I would like to be like Kylie Jenner.
Kylie Jenner. You're a man who's got to be in his 50s now.
Well, she happens to be a billionaire.
She happens to be young, female, with a enhanced ass.
Well, I'll have you know that I was a big deal on MySpace at one time.
Big. Weren't we all?
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.
96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.